Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
According to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today.
Because of this growth in polarization in the United States and domestic violence in white supremacist groups. So I know looking forward that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas.
The rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat. The Biden administration will confront this threat with the necessary resources and resolve.
In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. That's how you do this. Otherwise, recruitment, inciting, and cult-like leadership continues to recruit people to violence.
Our initial work on DVE will broadly fall into three areas. The first is a tasking from President Biden sent to the ODNI today, requesting a comprehensive threat assessment coordinated with the FBI and DHS on domestic violent extremism.
You can be darn tootin' that we are focused very, very hard on how can we get better sources, better information, better analysis, so that we can make sure that something like what happened on January 6th never happens again.
You can be darn tootin' the FBI director is going to make sure we get sold out to China and the pedophiles and everything else. That's their job, is to just hold the position, hold down America while the vampire sucks us dry. The national security apparatus is a straitjacket to keep us tied down while the country is destroyed. You see it everywhere. What a group of monsters. And then imagine that statement out of all of them. Oh, we got to frustrate these terror networks. Trump's existence and the people around him and the talk show host and Congress, they've got to be gotten rid of. Oh, because people want to elect them. People want to listen to them. These evil Americans like Alex Jones. They like Tucker Carlson. They like President Trump. They like free market. They like babies. They like guns. They like Jesus. No, no, no. You get drag queen story time. You get smuggled and kidnapped little kids. You get devalued currency. You get world government. You get fentanyl shipped in. You don't get that. No, no, no. We're the liberal masters. Charles, finish up your point about January 6th and where this is going.
The vast majority of the people that went in on January 6th were some of the best patriots that we have. You know, they just got duped into going in there and being waved in by FBI and the cops and whatnot. Most of them walked through the velvet ropes, did nothing wrong, caused no violence. And, you know, these are incredible patriots, and I want to see something else done to try to get them out.
I agree. I'd like to see George Soros, and I'd like to see Bill Gates and all them in solitary confinement. I mean, they deserve it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, just for starters, you know, so we can get them tried and convicted, and I have a few thoughts of what, you know, the penalty would be, but, yeah, they're the ones who truly should be behind bars right now, not the Patriots. What do you think about having a rally, you know, like we did with the Stop the Steals, but just having a very peaceful rally, talking about due process, getting many, many thousands of patriots there and saying we're not going to take this anymore. We want them to have due process.
Well, I think President Trump should have another rally in D.C. and make it all about how we're not going to be provocateured. We're not going to be violent, and we're against Antifa. I think we should have a peaceful rally in D.C. for those that are held captive. I agree. Instead of running from September, instead of running from January 6th, we need to run towards it and expose the globalist role.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Some really big guests tomorrow in the special Saturday transmission I'm going to take today and tomorrow with like 5-6 guests. It's going to air commercial free. There'll be a few breaks. We're not going to run the regular commercial ads. But I think it was like a 3-hour show last weekend, like 5 minutes was ads. But the point is, it's going to be very powerful transmission this Saturday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, that you're not going to want to miss. Now, I was given information that I'm not going to cover until Max Kaiser joins us at the bottom of the hour. And I want to ask the great intrepid crew, because the book's been out of print forever, but I know there's one around here. My book, 9/11 Descent to Tyranny, has this in it. I'll cover it bottom of the hour. They are now announcing matrix pods that people will put their bodies into, and the government is talking about it being punishment for you and your family. If we don't start caring about humanity and giving babies value and old people value, do you think any of us are safe? You have to understand, there is a desire by the globalist to basically rip and tear humans apart. We've got to oppose these psychotics. They want to rape and attack everything you can imagine. Now, I told you the Pentagon, back in the 70s, had a plan. We're already going there. I'll do it at the bottom of the hour. To put us in tanks from birth to then feed us a virtual reality. Because the argument would be, is, well, our brain's all that matters. Who cares if our body isn't real? So that no violence would ever be allowed, because basically you're born into a video game. It's total enslavement. It's prison to the next level. And so you see the Matrix, 1999, that was all a Pentagon plan. You can say, well, plans are like rear ends. Everybody's got one. Yeah, but this group at DARPA had the plan for the internet as well, and they got it. So it's just total nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, it's never going to stop. They want to artificially cut off everything that's real that works to force us into the new system they're setting up. I'll talk about it with Max Kaiser, bottom of the hour. Let's go back to your phone calls and move quickly here. Aaron, thank you for letting us call you back. You were left on hold yesterday. We appreciate you. South Carolina, go ahead. You're on the air.
You're welcome. I was there with you January 6th. We exchanged a couple God bless yous. I've got a question for you. I promise I'm going somewhere with a question. And then if you want me to plug, I can do that as well. My question, Alex, have you seen any of the Chosen shows, the ones about Jesus that have been coming out recently?
No, I'll be honest. I mean, I watch very little TV.
Okay. Well, listen, I would encourage you to watch, it's either the last one, 5 or 6, but it's about John the Baptist and Jesus. They're having this conversation. John's talking about what he has to do. He has to go confront Herod. He has to. And while he's doing that, Jesus knows, man, this is the last time I'm going to see my cousin. He's about to get killed. So he tells him, John, I know you're going to do what you're going to do. Just listen to God as you do it. I think that's a message for you, man. Alex, I really believe that you're a prophet to the United States of America, possibly the world. And it's really important that you listen to God. You do it his way. The stakes are so high right now.
Well, don't worry, I am. And that, my God's telling me attack. God's telling me go full speed.
Okay, that's cool. And listen, I'll stand with you. I stand with you, brother. And in fact, another thing I wanted to say, every single person listening right now, every single person, go to the website, go to InfoWars. If all you can donate is a dollar, just give something today.
Well, that's my only concern is they won't be smart if they, and I'm not comparing myself to John the Baptist, but everything's an archetype of that. That's why so many patriots, they kill them and their family to blame the person for killing their family. I would never kill my family, and that's the type of thing they would pull. So they're going to want to try to kill me in a discrediting way. So that's why, I mean, I'm a pretty straight-laced guy. There's not really any ways to do that.
I'm not speaking that over you. I don't want that to happen.
No. But no, it needs to be said. No, believe me, we're in the season. Are you kidding? They want me dead so bad. Are you? I mean, we have crippled them. This broadcast, all you listeners together, they know we are the big enemy. And we've already inspired so many other people. Like I told everybody, Joe Rogan's about to get super hardcore 6 months ago. People thought I was making it up. Now Joe's super hardcore. And I'm going to not name other names, but it's been all of us together that have done this. And so I've always seen our job as prepping and driving the next big awakening. And I can now sit back and see our success together, because all of you are just as important as I am, is that we have influenced the entire resistance movement and the main opposition. So it's a beautiful time. What else did you want to say, brother?
Hey, everybody listening, get on the phone with your representatives. Get on there, tell them about the FBI. They need to be investigated. So let's put some pressure on these people. Let's stay at peace, brother. Listen, I'm with you, man. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. I love you. And
I love you too, brother. I appreciate you. No, I mean, I've said that prayer many times. God, tell me what you want me to do. God's like, my whole life, you sure you want it? You sure you want it? And every step was like, more pressure, more pressure, more pressure. And now it's like, I'm not even questioning, but it's like, you asked for this, now do it. Do it now. And I just want to be the best I can be and be the strongest and really deliver as much truth as I can and attack this thing head on. It's a real honor. I'm not looking forward to whatever it is they're going to do to me, and I just trust in God. That's all that matters. But all the flesh has to be burned away, and it will be burned away. Just every moment of my life, I do not want to be the Attorney General. I do not want to be the Queen of England. I do not want to be the globalists. You know, they're so out of their minds, just toddling around, about to be destroyed, all of it. I want to be far away from them, and so I'm right where I want to be. All right, let's go ahead and take more calls. Who's up next here? Let's go to Deshaun in California. Deshaun, thanks for holding. Welcome.
All right, Alex, this is what it is. This is the next big thing they're going to do. Well, America is so scared right now, they're going to fake a nuclear attack on us. And the people are going to just hide in their house again, and then that's when they're going to bring out their little SS Nazis and come after us.
Is that what your gut's telling you? Yeah, because I think a space alien attack, nuclear attack, anything right. Goes now.
Yeah, because we believe the virus, so therefore the whole world kind of scared right now. You can fake a nuclear war with us, and they're going to believe it. You can blow up a couple of mountains over here, and they will swear we was attacked by China. So they're going to probably use that just to keep us in check and on lockdown, period. And then they're going to have it to where you can only come out on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when it might not be an attack, or Wednesday or Friday. That's what they're going to do to us, and that's going to push in the green agenda, and we can't use the water. This is a whole sabotage attack.
I agree with you. That's the fact. You're the type of caller I've been looking for. All the callers are great, but what can they pull? Yeah, a limited nuclear attack, a cyber lockdown, a fake alien invasion. I mean, they're all got it already. What else do you think?
Look, that's another thing I wanted to get at you with is, listen, blacks is 13% of the population. There won't be no race riot, okay? We just waited for y'all to rise up. It's the white man. You at war with yourself.
No, brother, I get it. The globalists want to start a war with the globalists attacking Americans and claim it's black people. I totally agree with you. It's not true.
Yeah, but y'all at war with yourself. This is falling like Europe and like Rome. You got some evil leaders at the top, and they white. And like I said, they want to kill y'all off, too. So Joe Biden is the Bloods, and y'all guys are the Crips. Y'all going to have to collide with each other, period, to save this republic, man. And like I say, it ain't about the black and white issue. We know what's going on, and a lot of blacks is knowing they waking up to it. You know what I'm saying? But it's up to the white man. It's up to y'all to take this country back, man.
Brother, I think it's up to all of us, Deshaun, but I love you, and I appreciate you. Powerful caller. Wow, that's why I need to take more calls. And tomorrow, I'm taking a bunch of calls. I got 5 guests set up so far. 5 of them. Big guests. 2 p.m. tomorrow, you're going to hear them. Wow, I appreciate the crew doing a great job. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On InfoWars.com, comedian Jimmy Dore still suffering from side effects of 2 months after Moderna jabs. Heart problems. Healthy guy before that. And can hardly walk up the stairs now. Holocaust survivor warns Great Reset, worse than Hitler's master plan. This is Global. We've got all that coming up today. InfoWars.com is the main site to spread the light. Let's go to who's been home the longest here. Let me look. Owl Killer in Virginia. That's a caller I've been calling for 20 years. Owl Killer, welcome, sir.
So, Alex, first off, I want to give you some product placement. Everybody that's looking for a blast from the past, you might want to check out Dr. Jones Naturals. That's all I'm going to say on that. Your mouth will thank you for it. I have a question regarding the vitamin mineral fusion and the new multivitamin you came out. Which one do you... Because I just bought the three pack. I want to know which one you think is better in the total before I go to my point.
They're all three different things. I just went out and said there's a market for this. It works good, and they're all three different things. But if I was going to take one of them, I'd take the multivitamin. But the vitamin C is incredible. I get a lot of sun, so I don't need D3.
Yeah. Okay. Two things I wanted to suggest. An Unvaxxed Life Matters T-shirt. I've been trying to get it, calling to you for a month about this. That will sell. You could probably make that for 3 or 4 years running, and that'll be your best-selling shirt.
That's a genius shirt. We'll put out Unvaxxed Lives Matter right now.
Okay, and then I know you were having issues making the Obama Deception 2 because everything was moving so fast. Think about Obama Deception 2, the Joe Obama Deception, or just the Joe Obama Deception. So I wanted to get to the Great Reset. So you see now they're talking about it on Fox News. That's you. You did that.
Well, let's be clear. That's our audience. Seriously, it's not me patting you on the head. If you guys and gals don't spread the word, no, this is you. This is we have an audience to push this out and make people look at it.
So, and you asked me about 10 years ago what I thought was next, and it was when it was specifically about gun confiscation. They're not going to take your guns. People are going to turn them in because it's going to get so bad. And if you want to eat and you want to drink, you're going to give up.
Exactly. It's a social credit score. You got to turn the gun in for the money.
So that's where this is going. That's why Klaus Schwab is so arrogant. He's up there basically telling you you're
because they've created multi-quadrillions of fake money. The real assets are a fraction of that. They can dictate our surrender, they think.
So we do need a great reset, but we need to reset them. You cannot compete with you. It's a fact. I heard this.
You can't compete with globalist firms that have given themselves trillions.
Correct. So, my thing with Trump, stay off the left right thing. If you play the cards right, if you play that I'm fighting the system that is screwing you every day, and they're coming after me too. Everybody is going to join your side, but you need to point out the Great Reset. You need to point out.
I agree. If Trump comes out with a Great Reset and announces America's under globalist takeover, it's over. He totally wins. And that's why they want to get rid of him before he figures it out. And that's why it's so dangerous that we've got Fox News hosts starting to talk about this, because that's all Trump listens to.
The thing is that if he doesn't understand it, people around him do. General Flynn does. Roger Stone does. People around him, Tucker Carlson does. So if and get them, get yourself to get the points to him. He needs
well,
to
I can tell you,
out.
Tucker gave him all the points and Trump didn't listen. And that's why Tucker's pissed off at Trump. I'll just leave it at that. But, yeah, no, I hear you. Absolutely. And Trump's an incredible asset. It's why they want him out of the picture so he doesn't lead a takeover of the Republican Party, which we're one inch away from. We are so close to victory. It's why the deep state is so dangerous and is going to launch terror attacks claiming conservatives are white supremacists. White supremacists, I love everybody. That is a load of crap. They are the depopulation.
I've never been a white supremacist in my life.
Oh, absolutely. We know that, Al Killer. Thank you. But we got to get back in their face. We got to get back in their face with this. And it's not the black people doing it. It's the white liberal academics that want to rule the world that are using this for control. All right. Kevin in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How we doing?
Good, brother.
Good. So I have kind of an idea that preemptively gear your audience, gear the world for what's about to strike this country, because we need to really sit down and take a look back to 9/11. We can go back to 1967, the USS Liberty. There's going to be something big coming. And I mean, it's not going to be a mass shooting, because they really need to demonize the white Christian, not even white, just the Christian ethos, the people who have a heritage in this country. That's the class they need to go after. And the majority of those people are white, but there's a lot of other ethnicities that follow this Americana ethos, this Christian ethos. In order to do that and to strike at the heart of that, they need a big event. It's something on the scale of 9/11.
Yes. So is it a giant cyber attack, a new war, a new virus, a race war?
Well, to trigger any of that, I think it's gonna be an attack on some federal building, either in D.C. or in some capital. That's why I would tell people stay away from those places in the next coming years. But I think what your show needs to do, and you need to do cross-collaboration with a lot of third parties that have studied 9/11, studied USS Liberty, studied these big attacks, and have like a big forum. I agree.
I said 3 weeks ago with Nick Fuentes and others, right, we need a forum on January 6th, and now you see that public forum happening. We need to have a giant debate about what's their next false flag, because we can always study the last event, the last war. They're going to play that card. That's their card.
Right. Yeah, I think if you really dig into 9/11 and you show sort of the methods that they use and stuff in that, you can really bring up the 9/11 truther movement again, get that going, because that really is the Achilles heel. I think if the more Americans that are awake to the truth of 9/11, the more we're going to win to our side. People are going to begin to understand how these people work and the cards that they play, because it's the same formula they use over and over again. And I think
that's what frustrates me, is it's so damn formulaic. But people go, why is it formulaic? Because it works.
Right. Because human psychology and human nature is never changes. It's the same throughout millennia. And I know you don't hit this too much, but I wish you would talk more about the history of the Bolshevik era, the USSR takeover with the Leninist, Stalinist. I know you're talking about the Maoist revolution, but really the formula.
Well, sure. I mean, this is all the same play that was done to Russia and then magnified by China, because the globalists lost control of Russia and now China's their big baby. But I hear you. It's the exact same playbook, and it is very cold-blooded folks that think it's their right to rule over us, and we've just got to say no to it. Thank you so much. All right. Now we got loaded phones. We got Max Kaiser coming up. Then I'm going to jam those calls in, and then got a special guest host coming up. Stay with us, Infowars.com. Don't forget band.video, but you can't share band.videos. We have another URL. Free World.
All that evil men and tyrants seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best deal ever on that. And, of course, Bio. through selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
In 2002, Road to Tyranny, and then in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, I point directly at a Pentagon plan from 1977, declassified in 2000, but then reclassified later, to have humans born to artificial wombs and put in tanks so there'd be no more crime, and from birth, we'd be in an artificial reality with wires plugged to our brains, and then the ruling class could make sure we had true peace. You know, that got turned into the film The Matrix. But here's what I'm getting at. This startup harvests body heat to mine cryptocurrencies, the NewStack. And they go on to say the recent speculative craze over Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies has led to a growing number of people jumping on the viral bandwagon to mine and decentralize peer-to-peer digital currency. While it sounds like something empirical or intangible, the process of mining Bitcoins has serious real-world impacts. And it goes in to say the startup group wants you to lay in a bed that then takes your energy and your heat and then transfers it into Bitcoin. But the point is, that's the whole Matrix plan from the beginning. And so now Bitcoin is definitely revolutionizing a lot of things. The globalists don't like it on some fronts. But you can also look at that Matrix level thing and just say, this is where the future is going. I wanted to bring that up first because Max Keiser had the Hollywood Stock Exchange. He predicted something like Bitcoin. He was an early adopter of it more than 10 years ago. He's been proven right about it to a great extent. Now he's talking about Latin American countries mining it with volcanic energy. I mean, this is cutting edge stuff. But he also coined the term the casino gulag and you know, really talked about how we'll turn the human into the commodity. And here we are. So that's just an interesting little angle. I know you also have your big tour coming up. We can't say on air. It's run over 200 radio stations, but it's the F Elon tour. I guess folks are mad at Elon Musk trying to take control of Bitcoin. And so we'll also talk about that here with Max Keiser today. Max, good to have you with us.
Hey, Alex. Great to be back with you. Yeah, the Bitcoin phenomenon is becoming global. And so now all the narratives are coming out. It's a big threat to central banks, the IMF, the World Bank, regular banks. So you're going to hear a lot of different narratives. That particular one about hooking up to some kind of human-enabled Bitcoin mining machine, et cetera, that's a narrative, and it's an interesting narrative. I think more importantly, what we're seeing in El Salvador right now is something that takes precedent when you're talking about Bitcoin and what's happening around the world. So here's a country that was being subjected to IMF kind of predatory lending and had a really tough time establishing their own sovereignty outside of the IMF. And what they said was, you know what, we're just going to step completely out of the U.S. dollar matrix. And that's where the matrix really resonates is the U.S. dollar global matrix. They said, we're going to make Bitcoin the legal tender here in El Salvador. And already they're just enjoying tremendous benefits from it. Both the World Bank and the IMF have both said, hey, you know, you're not allowed to do that. As a matter of fact, the World Bank, which in their charter with El Salvador, said that there's nothing against them doing what they just did. But when they did what they just did, making Bitcoin legal tender, the World Bank said, you know what? We're going to rewrite our charter. So it's really forcing the hand of these globalist bank and the IMF and the World Bank, and showing
and
them.
And Max, I want to get into that. But the real reason you're on today, because you wanted to cover it, and I really respect your view on it, because you've been a former top stockbroker, really made a lot of economic predictions that have come true. A lot of numbers came out. I've got 20 articles or so here, but showing that inflation is much worse than the Federal Reserve had previously said. Now the Federal Reserve is having to admit it's going to get really bad, claiming maybe interest rates increases are coming. What's the latest on inflation?
Right. As we've been saying, that all the money printing is inevitably going to lead to real inflation. And the reason it's been masked for so many years is because labor has been outsourced to China. And so you don't really see it, inflation as such, hitting in the supermarket or at the petrol station. But now that you've got wage parity between China and the U.S., the actual inflation numbers are starting to be ratcheted up. So even the Federal Reserve Bank is saying, well, we're actually 3.5%, which is well above the 2% we were talking about. The fact is, if you use to calculate inflation the way you should use it, which includes things like housing, healthcare, education, and things like that, the actual inflation rate in America right now is about 12%. The last time we had inflation this high, Paul Volcker, who was the central bank Fed chairman at that time, raised rates all the way up to 20%. But the central bank now is saying, oh, no, 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 we can't raise rates. They just had a meeting. They did not raise rates. And they're saying that the inflation is transitory and it's not a problem. The reason they say that is because they're in the pocket of Wall Street, and Wall Street wants cheap rates to do their mergers and acquisitions and their other corporate activities at the cheapest possible price, which means the cheapest possible interest rates possible. So the Fed is working at completely odds with the interest of the average American. The average American
doesn't
want...
Isn't that because, as you just said, it's the most predatory Federal Reserve and it's 100... plus years ever, where this is totally against the average person, totally against the working class, completely against the middle class, all this free money to mega banks to then buy up every major supplement company we've used, except one has been bought out the last year. Just an example of the businesses I'm in. Almost all the textile companies have been bought out. Almost all the I mean, this is, they've got all this free money. As you said, they don't care that it inflates us and hurts our savings, because in the process, they're buying up the world, what you're saying.
That's exactly correct. The fact that your companies, your vendors, the people you do business with, they're all being bought up by private equity and other groups is a great example. They are able to borrow money for zero, and they can buy up income-producing assets, and that money goes directly to the bottom line. It didn't cost them anything. For you and I, we're living, or a lot of people in America, they're living on credit cards and other debts. They're paying 17, 18%, or they go to a payday lender and they pay 2,000% annual rates of interest. So it's what I call interest rate apartheid. It's 0% for friends of Goldman Sachs. Everyone else pays 18% and above. And if you start the month 18% of the hole, you've got to make 18% just to break even. A lot of people can't make it. So then,
Max, here's the key. I want your take on the very same mega fat cats and the big tech companies owning slave camps in China. They then fund Black Lives Matter and make it all about a fight between left and right or black and white, while they're involved in the greatest criminal transfer of wealth the world's ever seen. It's a perfect smokescreen. I mean, actually, bravo to them. They really are screwing people over. How do we counter them?
Well, what you're describing there is we saw this in China during the Cultural Revolution under Mao, right? So they want to make everybody wear little green jackets and carry a little book from the Federal Reserve Bank talking about how great the interest rate policy is. So it's the Cultural Revolution of America. This is what happens when you let the left take control and you destroy the free market. And that's what that's all about. And that's what's happening right now. So I don't think there's anything good going to come out of it by the kowtowing to the mob.
And then they're going
to
blame the free market, which this isn't. This is a crony capitalist market. And then the very group that steals the world through this fraud is going to use that as the pretext to then set up their true economic dictatorship.
They already have an economic dictatorship. This is just the icing on the cake. And again, just to return to Bitcoin, I mean, Bitcoin is the escape hatch, as Christine Lagarde called it, is the only way out of this. And countries like El Salvador are proving that. But we are already in the monetary dictatorship. We already suffer financial terrorism and arsonists. That's why so many people in America are suffering, is because they are being victimized by financial arsonists.
Well,
like
the mega banks aren't the problem. I thought white supremacists were the problem.
No, that's a narrative that's put out there to try to eliminate this whole vestige of a free market capitalist society, where it's a meritocracy, where there's initiative and there's entrepreneurialism. That's got to be gotten rid of. Instead, there's a Federal Reserve Bank that issues free money, and the fact that prices are skyrocketing and your quality of life is crashing, you should be feeling good about that.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the march. The empire is on the run. But now the empire has struck back. Final segment with Max Kaiser. We might go 5 minutes next hour. But then we have Stu Peters taking over. Then the war room on shorter, 3 p.m. Central today. Your word of mouth is victory. It is key to the whole fight. So thank you for spreading the word about our live feeds, our articles, and our videos. Everybody's blown away by the amount of traffic demand on video. That's you just sharing those videos on your email list, your text message. You name it, and buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, real quick, InfoWarsPhone.com. InfoWarsPhone.com is one of the biggest distributors in the world of satellite phones. You get a free $600-plus phone when you sign up for a year for your monthly minutes that are $99.95. But all calls to you are free from sat phones, landlines, cell phones, you name it, and it doesn't track you. This is a system you want. It's amazing. You also get antennas so it works in your car, in your house, but it works anywhere outside. You can see the sky day or night. InfoWarsPhone.com. InfoWarsPhone.com. With all the things going on, you need this. And I wouldn't just have it as an emergency backup. I'd start using it. I've started using them. It just lets you think about how much your regular cell phone's being tracked. 941-955-1020. 941-955-1020. Ask for the Alex Jones special. That's InfoWarsPhone.com, and it's our sponsors that make it all possible. Now, you're not really a sponsor, Max Kaiser, but we love you, and you come on, you do a lot of stuff, and I've wanted you to be in studio, but I guess over there on the East Coast, you refuse to come out of there. But you are on the march, though you're big global globetrotter, but you haven't been doing that much lately. You're coming to Austin, I'm told, to kick something off with your significant other, Stacy, in Texas very soon, and it's not very friendly towards Elon Musk. Tell us about it.
Right. So we're having a big party at Spider House in Austin, Texas, and it's really a Bitcoin party. And we're kicking around Elon Musk and Mark Cuban and a lot of people who say stupid things about Bitcoin and a lot of fun. We're going to have a great barbecue there. I'd like to give two tickets away right now to your listeners. You can arrange that on your end and figure out who those two listeners are going to be. But I'm putting two tickets. They're going for $150 a ticket right now. You can still have a few tickets left. If you go to Eventbrite and search this Elon Musk, Mark Cuban, or Max Kaiser, or go to my Twitter handle at Max Kaiser, you'll find links. And we've got a few tickets left, and we're going to have a couple hundred, 250 people there. Bitcoin Magazine's coming on as a media sponsor. They're going to be live streaming the event. And it's great you want to give tickets away,
but it's almost sold out. You could have 5,000 people at this event. I mean, you were just at one in Miami that was totally jam-packed. So your problem is you need to do more events, Max.
Well, we're going to go on tour. So the idea here is to make it a little intimate. We're going to have a lot of the Bitcoin legends that live in Austin. Austin is a Bitcoin hotspot in the world. We're going to have a lot of those folks in the venue so people can rub elbows. And it's like the Sundance Film Festival. If you've ever been there, kind of the major stars are walking around Main Street. Here we're going to have big, you know, legends in the Austin Bitcoin community are going to be right there. So people who come, they'll be rubbing elbows with these folks.
Sounds good. It's going to be a huge success. People can find the dates on your Twitter. All right, Max Kaiser, what's the date you're coming to Austin again?
The show's on July 8th. I'll be there 2 days before, 2 days after. If anybody needs me for anything, I'm available.
That's good. So you're going to be in studio with us?
Yes, I will be in the studio with you. We have to continue our Nerf gun war. I won the first battle, Alex Jones.
I forgot about that. Pull up Max Kaiser, Alex Jones, Nerf guns. I think I won, but we'll see what happens. Hey, Max, getting serious the time we have left. I'm really concerned about the attorney general, the FBI director, saying the greatest threat is conservatives, people that question elections. They want to get rid of due process, use the Patriot Act on members of Congress. I'm sure you've seen these clips. I mean, this is like an authoritarian nightmare right out of a movie. The old left would have opposed this. They are really spoiling to come after people, not just the January 6th folks. What do you think that's about? I'm really concerned about a false flag.
It is kind of a continuation of what we were just saying before the break. That you've got a cadre of money printers that understand that the way to enslave people is to flood them with fiat money. The way people get unhealthy is they eat fiat food. And, you know, your show has supplements and you're trying to fight the fiat food. The way the economy gets sick is it's flooded with fiat money. And the U.S. dollar is losing purchasing power every single day. And people start blaming themselves, like, why is my money losing purchasing power? They don't really want to take on board is because of a concerted effort by their own government to destroy the underlying economy so that they can make a few of their friends absolutely rich. And the same thing is happening now with the democratically controlled Washington, D.C. They are in the pocket of Wall Street. The Clintons and all those folks and Joe Biden came out of the credit card lobbying industry. He's been the credit card lobbyist in Washington for decades. That's their constituency. That's who they work for. And they want to continue money printing and putting people into as much debt as they possibly can because you've become a debt slave. That's their agenda. And then once you become a debt slave, you're going to be prone to anxiety attacks. So now you're going to take
a lot of Prozac. So let me ask you this. What do you think the time frame is on this? I mean, this is going to get very destructive worldwide. What countries do you think have better currencies right now? I know you're all about Bitcoin. I get that. But I'm saying the old dinosaur currencies, which one's going to be the first to bite the dust?
They're all hyperinflating right now. All the time you see, in some of these, countries, the currency is absolutely collapsing. Aside from El Salvador now going on to a Bitcoin standard, we have Paraguay and Guatemala are now making moves to make Bitcoin legal tender in those countries. What's happening in Latin America, Central America, Alex, is the revolution we've been talking about for 10 years. And that's the most exciting thing in the world today in terms of pushing back against the globalists, the central bankers, the IMF, the World Bank, Jamie Dimon, and the Wall Street banks. It's happening right there. All credit goes to my friend Jack Mahler, who was there for months putting in the InStrike system, which gives you instant payments all the on your phone and great access to Bitcoin, and it's the trending.
Absolutely, but just so you know, I'm no fan of Xi Jinping, obviously, but they came out last week during G7 and said, you globalists don't run anything anymore. We're not cutting carbon. We're going to have three kids instead of one, and screw you. You don't run the New World Order anymore. Nobody does. They said nobody runs it. And there's got to be a moment where everybody realizes the whole Kissinger era is over. What comes out of that is everybody just stops following what the New World Order says or the FBI pointing a gun at your head.
Right. And not to belabor this point, but the thing about Bitcoin, Alex, is that there is no central authority running the protocol. It's totally decentralized.
I know you told us a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago, countries will start adopting it, then others will. It'll cause a stampede, and the hash wars will start. Okay. I got that. I'm asking
let's
you
get
about
China. Okay, so China is a centralized, top-down, authoritarian country that's going to lose against Bitcoin. It's only a question of time when they give up the ghost and succumb.
But I agree.
Bitcoin.
But in between them, they're telling the globalists, put them in power, you screw off. So how does that's going to be a big deal?
There's a lot of belligerence happening with between China and everybody else, and especially over Hong Kong and especially over Taiwan. So it looks like we're on, as many have said, you go from currency war to trade war to a hot war. And now we're entering that hot war era. So there is an existential crisis. We are on the doorstep.
Exactly. So why is it the left trying to organize America into a cohesive force if we're about to go into a hot war with China? Instead, they're still trying to fight the old war to dominate people culturally when that makes China have no respect for us.
Because the information in America, and I don't, you know, people who watch InfoWars should understand that the information and news in America is completely dictated to by a corporate agenda and has absolutely nothing to do with any underlying facts or truth.
And the corporate agenda is hiding behind black people and poor people while it loots the world.
No, the corporate agenda is to send bombs because war is incredibly profitable. And those few that make out with war are loving war.
And it's like prisons you said, suicide war. Bankers, like you knew people in the World Trade Center, who stayed trading to make extra money till they died.
That's right. That's right. They were trading airline option puts all the way until the building around them collapsed. And that's a suicide banker. And that's the same mentality of Jamie Dimon today, who is out there doing the same thing, but on a subtler basis with his derivatives and all of his lobbying for rights and his.
So he'll fund the nuclear missiles that blow the planet up, but when the planet blows up, he'll be the richest man.
It's like a Outer Limits episode, right? It makes no sense from a humanitarian point of view, but if you're a psychotic serial terrorist, financial terrorist like a Wall Street banker, in your mind, you know, it makes sense. But these people are psychotic, Alex. That's the problem. They are psychotic and they run big banks.
All right, 5 more minutes with Max Keiser, and then we've got our guest host taking over. Stu Peters always does an amazing job. And then the War Room, Owen Troyer, 3 to 6 p.m. And I want to thank listeners for promoting the American Journal with Harrison Smith and the War Room. They're really exploding now, and that's great because folks work hard on those shows to bring you hard-hitting information. So, hey, you may already know all this stuff. Probably more than I do. Doesn't matter. Share the articles and videos about the shows because that's how we move the ball forward. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.